I don't want to get sick. I got food poisoning over the holidays. That is the worst. Oh my God. That is terrible. And you know, people always say, well, what made you sick? And they don't care about you. They just want to make sure they don't eat the same thing and get sick. That's what it is. I wish when you threw up, the sound it made told you what the food was that you ate, you know? Then you can pinpoint it. Egg salad. Oh, it was egg salad, honey. Curry chicken. Oh, it was curry chicken too. It's curry chicken. Women throw up different than guys. You know, a guy will throw up, I'll go back to bed, moan a little bit. But the woman, they throw up, they go, and then right on the scale, oh, 5 pounds, honey, 5 pounds. Did you throw away the egg salad? No, okay, good, good, good. But what I had over the holidays, it was, I made the mistake. I mixed up the egg beater with the eggnog. I thought I was getting eggnog, but it was an egg beater, and I was pouring glasses for everybody and pouring the alcohol in there. So the alcohol kind of masked it a little bit. But the next morning, oh, we were all puking rum omelets. It was the worst. I thought I was getting a cold a couple weeks ago. It's the worst getting a cold because it stays with you for so long. And I had an old cough drop in my pocket. You ever find the old cough drop in a pair of pants you haven't worn for a while? And the thing has been through like 10 washings, you know? But you're desperate. You need the cough drop, and you try to get as much of the wrapper off as possible. And you're pulling it off, and you get almost all of it, but there's still a little bit left there. And then you figure, oh, I'll let the tongue get the rest. You throw it in there, and the tongue is all over like a bloodhound. You know, oh, I'm going to get the paper off this. This better be smooth. I got to make this smooth. I don't know how this got past the lips, but this could be problematic right here. Oh. It's like when you have a chip in your tooth. You know, it's all over that chip. Oh, I'm going to make this smooth. I'm going to check on it every 5 seconds. I'm going to see what's going on. Oh, it's still rough. It's a good thing the tongue is attached to your mouth. Otherwise, it'd be all over this room. Oh, you didn't shave your legs. Your legs should be smooth. Oh, you're a guy. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I think to stay healthy, you keep the stress level down. I think that's the way to do it. You know, because when you're stressed, that's when you get sick. That's what they say. I just started meditating. That's my new thing, meditation. I get in the room. I'm not good at it. Maybe I'm not doing it right, but I get in the room and I start worrying about other stuff because I have all this free time. My mind starts wandering, you know, and I think probably my mantra is not the best. My mantra is this. Oh, no, 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 no. I just worry about so much stuff, you know. Do you do this? When you're driving, does your wife or girlfriend... And if you have both, that's probably why you're stressed. Don't keep them in the car together. That's not a good idea. But no, they like all of a sudden let out a gasp, like, I call it the irritable gasp disorder, IGD. But it's like they go, and you go, what? You think you're about to hit a cat or a kid. And then they go, I just remembered there's a sale at Nordstrom's tomorrow. Oh, you gotta keep the stress down. I learned something very valuable. Never wear a red shirt to Target. Hey, I don't mind helping people, but not every 2 minutes. You know what I mean? I got stuff I'm looking for too.